Is it true that opposites attract? Meet Jade Gulliver and David Lim.
Hi, I'm Jade. Why can't every night be a quiet night in? I'm socially awkward and I hide behind sarcasm. I can't dance and I have no rhythm. I secretly want to be an extra on Neighbours.
I suppose I'm a bit dramatic. Very much a social butterfly. A total pop music junkie. My ideal Saturday night would be to hit the clubs and dance like a hoe.
Can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
That right there is Sufjan Stevens' No Man's Land. Before that, our favourite here, Different Strokes, S.E.B., Sophie Ellis-Bextor, If I Can't Dance.
Indeed, If You Can't Dance, you are listening to Different Strokes on Joy.
Different Strokes Shoe Swap.
Dave, these high heels are so hard to walk in. I don't want to swap shoes anymore.
But I do want to swap shoes, Jade. And that happens to be, you know, the highlight of every week. In fact, one of our listeners and fellow Joy sort of, how do I say this, celebrity, yeah. Paul Anthony, who does, I think, drives or afternoon shifts.
He does lunchtimes.
Yeah. Does he do lunchtimes?
Yeah, he does like a 12 to 4.
Yeah, he in fact, was very kind, very generous to give a shout-out to our show. And he pointed out Shoe Swap as a very sort of clever, sort of brilliant idea for a segment. So I was just like, you know, people do look forward to this sometimes, I suppose. So I think it's become greater than us, that the Shoe Swap thing. So I really wanted to seize it every week as a fresh opportunity to walk a day in someone else's shoes, if not yours, Jade. So now, we were talking about what to do for Shoe Swap last week, and you mentioned that you have done a little bit of travelling a few years ago.
I've done a lot of independent travelling.
A lot of independent travelling, as opposed to myself, who has never actually travelled anywhere on my own before without the assistance of parents or whatnot, or someone to plan my trip for me. So this coming June, like I said, I'll be going to Asia pretty much by myself. I'm having my friend come with me, but he's going to ditch me after 10 days and I'll be all alone in the country. Not so much all alone. I have family. But the point is, will I cave in and run to Grandma's house like Little Red Riding Hood, or will I tough out the trip on my own?
Ooh.
So
I look forward to you reporting back in this.
It's a bit of a saga.
It's an ongoing thing.
I have said that, you know, if the Amazing Race crew is happy to accompany me on this trip and film it, they will get pretty damn good TV out of it.
I would like to see the documentary of you on your
David Lim hits Asia.
Yeah.
You know, solo. It's sort of like Jessica Simpson or Mariah Carey doing Amazing Race.
Well, I feel like it could be, what was that Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie show? The Simple Life, right?
Yeah.
I think, you know, the concept will be Dave goes and spends some time in shared dorms and we're like totally throwing him out of like his comfort zone. I think it'll be a brilliant show.
Yeah, I think there'll be a bit of diva tantrums, I can guarantee you that. But I'm not quite throwing myself down a deep end of being backpackers just yet. But I do, on my new job here, new contract, I do work with a lot of backpackers. So the joy of being surrounded by so many travelers is that I'm becoming more and more inspired to do this traveling thing on my own and just sort of tough it out. So I've been hearing stories about them. I'm witnessing their stay in Australia as being such an enjoyable, such a free and liberating experience that I want that for myself too. So I thought this week for Shoe Swap, we will do something about backpacking and just a bit of education for myself as well on how to get started on this whole thing. First thing you should do though, Jade, when you're deciding to backpack, decide on how long you actually want to go for and where you want to go, which is pretty basic, pretty simple. But yeah, you need to apply for leave and all that. And step number two with getting started is obviously get your passport sorted out. Get a valid passport, which covers the duration of your stay in the country. Get a valid visa and all that. There are rules and there are some, obviously some quirks and all that when it comes to sorting these kind of things out. And like I said, I'm very pampered by my parents. They normally do all this for me. So I'm just like, visa, the hell is that? Where do you apply? Apparently visas will have to be issued by the destination country's authorities. See, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, actually, obviously, if you're going to like Malaysia or something, check with, you know, the Malaysian embassy or the consulate that's closest to you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something I'm probably going to need to sort out if I was going for a longer period of time. But I'm only going to disappear for like 20 days, so it doesn't quite apply yet.
Do you have a dual passport?
No, I have an Australian passport.
Okay.
So, yeah, we might have a chat after this, Jade, because okay. I'm a bit lost and confused. Next thing that you should do is, even before getting a visa, probably you shouldn't do this, study up about the country that you are going to visit.
Mm-hmm.
Ask some mates about it if you have some friends that have been there before. Ask them what their experiences were. Get Lonely Planet guides. They're apparently very helpful. I've got one on my own home country, Malaysia, because it's telling me things that I never knew. So, check out forums online, traveling forums, backpackers forums. Read about the customs, the law, and the culture. Very important. Don't just step into a country and act all touristy and arrogant. Learn about the laws and the customs there. I think that's very important and very respectful to the culture to do so.
Exactly.
Also, look into travel insurance. Look into getting a medical health cover, possessions cover, so on and so forth. Rather important. I think one of my biggest fears of traveling on my own would be to actually have my luggage stolen.
Yeah.
Nothing worse.
I am on one of my trips, Dave, and this is probably going to scare you. I actually had my luggage was lost for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And so I arrived at my destination and spent about an hour just looking at this empty conveyor belt with no luggage, right? So I had no clothes whatsoever.
No.
Yeah, it was...
Wearing the same clothes for a whole week.
Yes. And it was this really big saga because I was actually going over as an exchange student. And so I was actually going to be living there. So I needed to have sheets and towels and all of this kind of stuff. And I didn't have any of it, and it was an experience. In any case, I sorted it out. But
I don't wish that upon my worst enemies, honestly. Another thing that I'm very glad I stumbled upon this on the self-help guide as well to backpacking, mobile phones. What you gonna do with your phone? Very important. Do you choose international roaming? You know, you need to check with your service provider whether they have international roaming, whether you can use your same phone, same number, and still make calls overseas, or get this, Jade, buy a SIM card upon arrival in a country.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would opt for the SIM card in the other country because if you do international roaming, there is a chance that your phone might get stolen.
Yes.
God forbid. Oh, my God. All my numbers. All my dirty SMSs. No, I can't lose that. I couldn't sleep at night. So I think buying a new SIM, which means I don't read my dirty SMSs anyway, but still, a SIM could be very helpful when I'm overseas. And just a little tip from me to everyone that's planning to travel as well. When you're about to go overseas, before you switch off your phone at the airport, make sure you get out a little black book, like a little address book or something, and write down all the numbers. Just in case, yes. God forbid, that SIM card goes missing and mm-hmm. you forget mum's number
mm-hmm.
or whatever. So write it down in a little black book. Write all your contacts down separately. Now, here comes the favorite part, Jade.
Yeah, okay.
What to pack
okay.
when you are going traveling. Now, I have a problem with this because I think I need everything.
Mm-hmm.
So tip is that if you don't wear it when you're at home here, don't pack it. Chances are you're not going to wear it when you're overseas.
Mm-hmm.
So those Gucci shoes that you don't normally wear to the pub here, don't bother, ladies. Why are you looking at me? The point is to travel lightly as, you know, you only have one big backpack and you'll be hauling that with you everywhere. Pack the bare minimum, 2 or 3 t-shirts. Preferably ones that dry fast. Do not pack anything that is white because it will get dirty very quick. So my backpacker friends at work tell me. Pack at least one long sleeve top. That's something that looks vaguely smarter than a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. That will be good. And obviously to prevent you from mosquitoes as well. You know, never know where you're traveling to. Pack 2 pairs of trousers at least. Hardy jeans, not your sexy skinny leg designer jeans. Nice hardy jeans. Swimwear, boardies, very important. Get a jumper. No matter where you're going, there will be moments where it will get a bit chilly. So mm-hmm. get a jumper. 4 or 5 pairs of socks and undies. You will get a chance to wash them so you don't have to bring your whole drawer. a pair of sandals and a pair of very hardy shoes for walking. It's very important. And other things that I've also noticed on the list was sleeping bag. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Toiletries. Yeah, BYO toilet paper, guys. You never know where you're heading to. They might not provide toilet paper. Plastic bags for dirty clothes, very important, if that's one thing I learned from my mum. So I guess I'm ready now, Jade. You think so?
I think you're getting there. I think maybe we should chat for another couple of hours about other things that we need to make sure you've got.
Yeah, probably like traveler's check or whatever it is, like with the money thing. I'm quite scared about that as well, but I don't know. I'm still freaking out. So
you'll be fine, Dave.
Hopefully it will be fine. In the meantime, we are in the middle of our shoe swap segment here on Different Strokes. Coming up next, right after these two songs, we've got Jade Gulliver, Learning to Give a Compliment.
I'll try.
I think you go very well with that.
Mm-hmm. If you want to have a guess at our theme, 0427 Joy 949 or onair@joy.org.au.
Yeah, it's obvious musical theme that we have tonight.
Well, I hope that, you know, within the next couple of songs it becomes more obvious. You can listen to Different Strokes live on Joy 94.9, Wednesday nights, 11 to 1. For more information, go to joy.org.au or myspace.com/Different Strokes Radio.